Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Ah, great good morning to you. It's interesting day today. Flash flood watch through Sunday, high surf advisory, and a chance of thunderstorms today. So depending on which island you're on and which microclimate you're living in or playing golf in, just, you know, keep your ears open and get off the course. Tiger's back, or is he? A 73, a 65. On an easy course with a limited field. And if history repeats itself, let's just say his weekends have failed him in the most recent past, which was kind of mind-boggling knowing Tiger's old game. So we're going to talk Tiger and Albany with ESPN's Bob Herrig. Also today, Alawai Golf Course practice range is open. We have in Hawaii a Golf Digest America's Top 100 Club Fitter here in Honolulu. And it is the deal of the year at Poipu Bay Golf Course. Men's and ladies regularly priced apparel, 50% off December 4th through the 11th. 50% off the regular priced men's and women's clothing starts tomorrow. However, dear listener, any guest listener who goes into the Poipu Bay Golf Shop today and mentions they heard about the sale on the show, they will give you the 50% off today. All right, perfect. It's Style Week on Golf Channel. Let's talk Tiger after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Poipu Bay Golf Course. 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for 10 years. It's an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. And Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, company, or home into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. By Claude Brousseau, master PGA professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 coach, and Aim Point certified Golf Channel lead coach. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. And by Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business. Raynor Doors. And Creative Plumbing. Whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or townhouse, call Creative Plumbing. Because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing.
And the Tournament of Champions on the Plantation Course at Kapalua, the winners only event January 4th through the 8th at Kapalua, where the champions come to play. And Sony Open in Hawaii, the first full field event of the PGA Tour in the new year, that is, of course. It's at the Wailea Country Club. It's January 9th through the 15th, 2017. SonyOpenInHawaii.com for more information. It's kind of the silly season in a way. I mean, we don't have any major events going on. You wouldn't know it, though, by all of the hoopla, because, indeed, Tiger is back, as I said earlier. Or is he? That is Bob Herrig, senior golf writer for ESPN, on the show Into the Clubhouse. Good morning, Bob.
Hello, how are you today?
Excellent, excellent. I've been following your stories, and you've been following Tiger Woods and watching him up close and right there on the course and seeing what he's doing and the excitement surrounding it. And let's just start with that. Has the excitement that we're feeling on social media, newscasts about the event, is that translating into large galleries for Tiger Woods?
You know, it's funny. Not really. Just, I think, because of, you know, where we are. It's just not a big population base. I mean, I followed him a good bit yesterday during his second round when he played alone he was by himself due to the pairings. And there might have been 100 people following him. I mean, can you imagine? When's the last time that ever happened? It was
college.
Actually kind of a – yeah, exactly. I mean, it was almost sort of like, you know, Tiger and friends out there. You know, when he makes his first appearance on the PGA Tour, I'm guessing it'll be quite the scene. And, you know, in that regard, it ends up being a good place for him to return, I think. I mean, obviously there's a scrutiny no matter what. All the shots are on TV. There's a lot of media here. We're chronicling what's going on. But, you know, having big crowds and all that, and it's just maybe one less thing you have to deal with. So in that regard, you know, the excitement level has not matched it from the outside. But obviously, you know, I think the golf world is watching from wherever they are, and people who don't follow golf.
Absolutely. I posted on Facebook, what are your thoughts on Tiger Woods returning? I got over 100 replies, of course, multiple likes, 80 likes, and the comments. So I went and I said, okay, 55, absolutely gung-ho, yes, they're so excited. You know, 13, yawn, don't really care. 17, what's he doing back? Don't need him. Golf doesn't need him. You know, and there's just going to be that faction now of people who have that anti-Tiger Woods feeling, but predominantly people are thrilled, not just the people who watch, but from what I understand, his the LPGA tweets, the PGA Tour, you know, members tweets, all the guys on the tour, do you see that in the media center? He seems to be a different person.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I've never quite understood the fact that it says we don't need him, who cares? I mean, that's just ridiculous. I mean, you know, come on. Given what he's accomplished and what he's meant to the game and now what he's been through, I mean, you know, pass or fail, success or no success, him trying this again is fascinating. You know, it's intriguing. There's a curiosity. And, you know, his peers are interested to see, and he's gotten a lot of support from them. You know, the most of the guys that are playing in this tournament, you know, they haven't had to lose to him that much. They looked up to him, a lot of those guys. Some of these guys are 10, 15 years younger than him and, you know, view him as an idol and want him back out here and love the idea of him getting good again. So I don't see how that hurts the game if he comes back and is successful and can stay healthy.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. I'm a Tiger fan. I think he's great for the game. Obviously, we're all talking about an event because Tiger Woods is playing. As I said in the Open, you know, we had the 73, then we had that fabulous 65. He stayed away from the driver. He went with his 3-wood. I heard on television, you know, Tiger is stubborn. He's always trying to put the square peg in the round hole. But finally, instead of going with the driver, he went with that 3-wood, and he has more control. That seems to be the key. And where I'm going with all this is there seems to have been four things that he had to think about going back. A, his health, which we'll talk a bit about, his swing, his equipment, and his mental game. So when he summed it up with you when you were talking with him, what was his assessment of his overall condition?
Well, you just pointed out the difficulty in what he's got going on. There's a lot going on there. You know, sorting through the injury, making sure he's fit. He's got equipment to test and get comfortable with. He's got probably, you know, what appears to be a little bit of a new swing. And then, you know, just having not done this for so long, for 15 months, he's got to get over that mental hurdle of competing again and just getting used to it. There's a lot going on there. That's why I think, you know, I wouldn't have been surprised to see him struggle a bit more, and maybe he still will on the weekend. You know, I think most of us came into the week saying, if he can play four rounds, not have any physical issues, not show any pain or discomfort or favoring his back, and maybe have just a modicum of success, something to build on, that would be a successful week. And I think in a lot of ways, he's already surpassed that. He's shown enough good stuff, you know, with his swing and the distance he's hitting the ball and how solid it is.
Well, we just, can you still hear me, Bob? For some reason, we've lost Bob Herrig on the phone line. Let's go straight into a commercial break. Can you hear Bob? We're testing the phone line from the studio right now. So we're just trying to figure it out. It was really interesting listening to Tiger Woods talk about Let's see, Bob Herrig, are you still there? ESPN?
Yes.
Oh, great. We lost you for a few minutes. I apologize. There was just a dead zone.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. It's electrons. Let's go straight to his physical. You know, it's not like he can just go and exercise a little bit, warm up. I shouldn't say exercise, but go through his warm-up routine, and then right after his warm-up routine, go play golf. He was describing this lengthy starting up process, but even longer, the cooling down process, like with a racehorse. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, you know, he didn't provide a whole lot of details, but you get the sense that, as you noted, it's not just show up at the course an hour before the round, hit a few balls, you know, stretch and touch your knees and go out there and play. He probably has to get have a gym session to warm up, get his heart rate going, stretch very, you know, to have a stretching program. He might visit with a physical therapist to get a massage even in the morning, just to get sort of loosened up, you know. He said yesterday, I thought it was a great point. He goes, it's the unexpected that is the bigger issue with the back. If he is engaged, if he is warmed up and ready, the golf swing should be fine. But it's the sudden moves, it's the lifting luggage or a kid, that's where he could run into trouble. Still, he has to go through the steps to make sure that he's ready. And then when it's over, you know, you can't just go sit on the couch in the air conditioning. You know, you better take the steps to make sure that you keep everything working properly, whether it's, you know, a sauna or a hot tub, or as he even said, an ice bath, a visit to the physio. You know, I would guess that there's a system in place that he's got to follow, especially on days he plays tournament rounds, so that he can play the next day. And, you know, that's the big thing to me with this is he's got to be able to practice. You know, these guys work on their games all the time, and he can't just show up at tournaments and not have been working on his game. Well, to work on his game, he's got to be fit. He's got to be healthy. He can't be sore. If you get sore, if you have pain, you start, compensating. That's when you get into bad habits. All these things add up to, you know, not being able to play properly. So that's why I still think he needs some time. You know, I think this is a great first step, but, you know, don't raise the expectations yet too much. Let them ease into it. I think it's going to take a little while still.
I do too. I couldn't agree with you more. And when he talked about that cold tub, you've seen movies, right, where the guys are in the locker room after a football game and they're sitting in the ice bath. I had this vision of Tiger Woods in the ice bath. He goes, "It's not fun, but I got to do it."
Yep. I don't think that would be real comfortable.
No.
But you know, obviously, there's a lot of research and discussion about how good those things can be for you. And you know, he's smart to take it on. I also think, you know, if you notice, he doesn't look quite as bulky in his upper body. He looks like he's a little bit leaner. And you know, if that's, I think that's a good thing. You know, he's maybe that helps with his flexibility. Tiger's plenty strong enough to get the ball out there. You know, he doesn't need to be 200 pounds rippling with, you know, and lifting heavy weights anymore. As he's shown this week, he's plenty, you know, he's not going to hit it out there with Dustin Johnson, but he doesn't need to.
And,
I think, you know, I think he's learning, you know, a few things. I think, you know, he's a stubborn guy, as you noted, and it's taken him a little while to realize, you know, hey, it's great to be in excellent shape, but it's some of what you're doing isn't necessarily going to help your golf game, and it might make it worse.
I was so thrilled when he said that he's been looking back at his junior golf days, his college golf days. I think he said I was as wide as a one iron, and yet I hit that ball so far. And it's, I always thought to myself, why doesn't he go back to that loose swing without all that overbuilt body? That's not your body. That's something that it's a caricature of yourself, you know, and no disrespect to the person, but sometimes you get into this workout routine. I can get better. Well, that's not really not the point. Let's switch gears on the golf course, Albany. Not really a difficult golf course. Everybody's pointing that out. And him playing solo yesterday. Some people said he was going really slowly. Do you think that deliberate pace had a reason?
Sure. I think he didn't want to get too fast. I think he wanted to play more like it was a regular round, you know, with another player in the group. It's unusual to play with only one person. And I actually thought it would hurt him to play by himself. Tiger likes to play fast if he can, and that was good that he slowed it down. I probably put some of that on Joe, his caddy, Joe LaCava. I think he probably told him, "Hey, you're smart to just keep it slow here. Let's think this through." And it ended up being a good thing for him. You miss out on getting to see the other player hit a shot, you know, how it reacts in the wind or maybe how a putt may break. You're not getting to have that when you're playing by yourself. So that part of it's a disadvantage. But as it turned out, he did fine. And as you noted, the course is not the hardest. I mean, that's come up a lot. I get that and I agree. It's probably a great place for him to return in that regard because he really didn't want to have to deal with a very, you know, difficult test with high rough and all sorts of trouble. But by the same token, you know, he had the third best score yesterday. It's an easy course for everybody else too.
Exactly.
So, yes. You know, I think that's a good, you know, I think it's a good sign that he, you know, that okay, all right, yeah, it's not hard, but it's not hard for them. And he only two people did better.
There was an interesting dynamic with Joey LaCava that developed that we saw yesterday. It's probably been developing, been there, but we just haven't seen it. He's starting, Tiger Woods is starting, and I'm talking with Bob Herrig, senior writer at ESPN. Seems like not only has he warmed up in the media center, and you can see the apples in his cheeks and his eyes are gleaming and he's so smiley and he doesn't mind taking questions, but he seems to have also adopted the we. Like, we as a team, me and Joey, do you notice that?
Absolutely. I think Tiger really appreciates what Joe's done for him. You know, he went down to Florida first of all, you know, he sat out a year and waited for him, didn't go to work for anybody else. That couldn't have been easy. And he was ready to come work with Tiger whenever he wanted. You know, and that's a good thing. He was with them a couple of different occasions in the last month. And I think Joe felt comfortable telling them, hey, look, you know, I think we need to do this, which was we need to walk. We need to play golf walking. You know, this seems so simple, right? But Tiger doesn't always do that at home. He plays in the golf cart. He's thinking about his swing and hitting shots, not thinking so much about playing tournament golf, which means walking and waiting and standing and doing all those things. So, you know, I think Joe's had a big impact. I think that helps them. You know, I think it keeps them loose. They get along well. And that's all part of it out here. I also think there's a reason Tiger's only had three full-time caddies in his career. You know, he doesn't switch around. He settles on somebody who knows is really good.
Well, I think Joe LaCava was certainly smart because walking, when you walk, you feel the terrain. Your feet are in touch with, you know, everything. It just makes a lot of sense to do what you're going to have to do in a tournament situation and to know the golf course as you approach your ball and feel the terrain and the changes in the terrain and the look at the grass instead of just rolling up and then hitting the shot. But, you know, playing golf shots becomes probably one of the mental issues that he has to challenge himself with. Can I get the shot that I know I've got in my bag, or at least I used to? Can I pull this one off on demand without thinking of anything else? Can I just pull this one out of my bag right now? And I think that that's one of the mental challenges of whether he can dig into that bag and get the shot he wants when he wants it, and finding out that it's not there must be unnerving, to put it mildly. And Bob Herrig, senior writer, ESPN. Your thoughts on today? What are you going to do?
Well, he's teeing off in about 10 minutes. I'm going to go follow him for at least the front nine. We got a much more windy day today than we had the first 2 days. A lot of cloud cover. This will be a good challenge for him. Let's see how he does in the wind.
Excellent.
Can he deal with those issues? As you noted, you know, having the shots that you need, he's still got to work through some of that. We'll see. I think today will be it's the way this has worked out. I think is really good for him. On Thursday, you know, the first round back, all the hype with that, he needed to get that out of the way. He wasn't able to finish it. Had a really good round yesterday on a fairly easy day. Now he's going to have a tougher day, a little bit more scrutiny because he's moved up the leaderboard, and it'll be interesting to see how he does.
I'm excited. I'm excited, and my expectations aren't too great. I'm looking forward to reading what you write about today and watching. And Bob Herrig, senior golf writer for ESPN, following Tiger Woods at Albany Golf Club in about 10 minutes, and we can watch it on NBC. It's not on Golf Channel. It's on NBC. Thanks so much, Bob Herrig, senior golf writer, ESPN.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
Aloha. We're going to come back and talk with Joey Tadeo. He's the owner of Aloha Golf Center, Hawaii and Las Vegas. And he is Golf Digest, America's top 100 golf fitting locations, just announced. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futura Stone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futura Stone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive. Wow! 6 feet past the cup. What was I thinking? Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Did you catch the opening of the show? If you didn't, this is the deal of the year. It's at Poipu Bay Golf Course. Men's and ladies' regular priced apparel is 50% off December 4th through the 11th. 50% off regular priced ladies and men's apparel, 50% off. It starts tomorrow. But if you walk in today and you say you heard it here on the Golf Club, you'll get that 50% off and you can take care of your Christmas shopping, your holiday shopping, your whatever you want to call it shopping. It's your holiday. All right. Joey Tadeo is owner of Aloha Golf Center here in Hawaii and in Las Vegas. He opened a store a little over a year ago. And here, so quickly, he's an instant success. Welcome to the show, Joey.
Thank you, Danielle.
This is really something. When you sent me the text letting me know that your Golf Digest's top 100 in America golf fitting locations, I was just like, I don't know, giddy with excitement for you. That's amazing. You must have. Did you know that you were in contention?
We had a idea that we were nominated to be on it, but uh, I
never dreamed that we would be on the top 100 best fitters, and it's certainly a great distinction and a great honor to be on there amongst other top golf club fitters.
Yeah, top 100 club fitter in America, Golf Digest list. Awesome. Joey Tadeo, Aloha Golf Center, 1286 Kalani Street on the second floor of the City Square Shopping Center. That's where you'll find Aloha Golf Center. And, of course, in Summerlin, it's 9440 Sahara Avenue West, okay? you've been working with Kevin Na. He comes into the center in Las Vegas, and he works on his clubs. And you know, you're the America's Top 100 Best Club Fitter list. So I want to ask you a question. I know you don't work with Tiger Woods. Everybody, he does not work with Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods says he was amazed. He was, like, floored at the number of clubs he was sent when Nike went out of the club-making business, and he was free to go anywhere he went. He said the first thing he did was how soon did you go back to your Scotty Cameron? Oh, the day they announced that they weren't going to make equipment anymore? So that's how fast he wanted to go back to that. And a lot of people joked, he doesn't have to worry about his Nike irons yet because he's still playing those. He hasn't switched irons. Still working on his woods. He's practicing with his woods. But he seems to think that the biggest problem he's facing is this weird new fangled technology called adjustability and shafts, and which everybody made fun of him. Joey, they made fun of Tiger Woods for saying that.
Well, you know, Tiger's a little bit old school, but it is something that you have to get used to. The weighting in adjustable clubs is going to be a little bit different than what he's used to. He's used to using a bonded golf club, which means, you know, the shaft is glued in there and you can't change the position of the club face or loft or anything like that. So, you know, the main thing that we've seen is anytime you have an adjustable hosel, you add weight to the heel and it causes you to hook more. And we certainly saw Tiger miss a few shots, you know, to the left in this recent tournament that he's been playing in.
Yeah, he said it's, you know, changes the weight in the hosel, the weight in the club head itself, and everything is... You know, a lot of us going, yeah, right. No, but seriously, if you're as good as Tiger Woods, who has 14 major championships and 79 wins on the PGA Tour. I don't know if anybody understands how significant that number is. 682 total weeks being at number one. That's like, 7 years, just about 7 years. He was number one. The guy has a feel that you and I don't possess. And that feel can be thrown off by something like this. And I can kind of understand if you have something that's glued in place firmly versus something that's a little adjustable. Would other people going from a glued shaft to this adjustable situation have the same kind of, okay, I got to get used to this experience?
The majority of golfers going from maybe an old school driver into a new, they're not new, but into an adjustable driver probably won't feel a difference. As your level of play increases, I think your feel gets a little better, and certainly Tiger Woods has one of the best hands in the sport, so he can feel really minute things that even other tour pros can't. But you know, if you're just an average weekend golfer, you know, or even like a serious single digit handicap, it's only going to benefit your game to have a little bit of adjustability to dial in the clubs to optimize, you know, your launch conditions, which will give you more distance and accuracy. So
absolutely,
yeah, for the general public, it's a great thing, you know, and for those ultra elite players, tour players, they can feel things, you know, they can feel a change of 2 grams, you know, and if you just think about what 2 grams is, it's basically nothing. But, you know, in the hands of these really elite players, they can feel it when there's a change that minute.
Yeah. Well, he says he's learning the fairway woods. He's also, were you surprised? I mean, of all the golf balls to choose, Tiger Woods chose the Bridgestone 330. And I'm not saying anything. It's just a brand new ball out by Bridgestone. Okay, it's maybe 8 months old. But it's not, you know, the Titleist Pro V1, you know, the one that every, the number one ball in golf. He chose the Bridgestone 330. And he's working with that. He says nothing is absolute, and he doesn't have to be. That's kind of a really cool position to be in as a professional, to no longer be attached to someone and have to play. You can put all of your favorite clubs in the bag.
I think definitely, you know, when he's at the level where he doesn't really need money, he just wants to play, you know, the best equipment he can get. And, you know, he's been comfortable with using a Bridgestone-type ball because initially Bridgestone made balls for Nike. And, you know, Tiger's using Nike balls. And, you know, Rock Ishii was from Bridgestone, and he moved over to Nike. I guess now he's with Callaway. Mm. But, you know, he's been using a Bridgestone-type, you know, golf ball and worked with a former Bridgestone engineer for all this time. I wasn't too surprised that he switched to a Bridgestone ball and was testing that, because, you know, that's probably the closest thing he had to the Nike balls that he was playing.
You see, this is the inside. This is Joey Tadeo, co-owner of Aloha Golf Center, Hawaii and Las Vegas. And now, Golf Digest, America's 100 top club fitter. Golf Digest list. This is awesome. Joey Tadeo, thank you so much for being on the show. You give a really cool perspective on everything. And if you'd like to go down, I have a whole list. Where did I put the whole list of all the different clubs? See, all the brands, their brands include Graphite Design, Miura, Honma, Epon, TaylorMade, Mizuno, Adams, Cobra, Bettinardi, Basilius, Mitsubishi, Lamkin, Golf Pride, True Temper, Nippon Steel, Fujikura, Puma, Travis Matthew. They've got Oakley glasses there too. Also, of course, all of the clubs, including TaylorMade, Titleist. Who am I leaving out? Callaway? Who else do you do?
We have them all, Danielle. We have all the brands. We can get it all.
Joey Tadeo, thank you so much. And super, super cool that you're recognized for the greatness that you guys are at Aloha Golf Center. Really happy for you, Joey Tadeo. That's awesome.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it, Danielle.
Okay. Aloha. We'll talk soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to come back. Guess what? Today is, yes, you can go to the Alawai practice facility. And the pro shop is open. Okay, it's a soft opening, but it's open. We're going to talk with Jeff Ferry right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Strong, quiet, dependable, reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter, but really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
What a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Did you know it's the 25th anniversary at Poipu Bay Golf Course? 25th anniversary. And for Kama'aina, there's 25% off at Poipu Bay. And if you tell them you heard it now, today, you will get the 50% off the regular price sale that starts tomorrow on all women's and men's golf apparel. And they even have some specials on some golf bags too, limited. But, you know, this is really a cool opportunity to go get yourself something for everybody. If you'd like to play a round of golf with that 25% off Kama'aina rate, 940, 1050, 1220, and Dennis Miller, may you hit the sweet spot every time. And then Captain Kirk over at Maui Nui. He'll always be Captain Kirk. The Game Championship. The Game Championship. It is The Game. It's the 20th year of The Game. It's being played at Kapalua, the Bay Course. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. And it is a sweet time for Jeff Ferry, PGA, Mililani Golf Academy, reopening its Alawai location. Welcome to the show, Jeff.
Aloha, Danielle. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Excellent. Are you excited?
Excited and a little bit stressed out right now, but yeah, hanging in there.
Yeah, nothing like having a goods shop, yes? Having to get everything put together. You're just back from Maui, where the 2016 Michelle Wee HSJGA Tournament of Champions is being played today at the Waialea Golf Club on the Emerald Course. How's it going on Maui at the Emerald Course with all the girls and boys?
It was great. Weather actually turned out fantastic. There was no rain, only a very minute amount of wind. So I think the kids are really going to enjoy the scoring opportunities this weekend.
Awesome. Did you see Michelle Wee?
No, she wasn't on premises while we were there.
Oh, darn. There was no celebrity sighting yet.
Not yet.
But she will be there because she, and then they have an event in the evening where she talks. She gives a really inspirational talk to all the kids in the HSJGA Tournament of Champions. I was there 1 year, and it was wonderful to see how she inspires these kids. You work with junior golfers. So now we can go to the Alawai Golf Course. The practice facility is open. What's it like?
They've really made some wonderful improvements. The driving range is now all grass, so the great part is we don't have dirt falling into us continuously throughout the day. So, and again, it's really a nice facility. The city did a great job getting the place ready to go, and now we have to try to do our part and get the driving range and the pro shop ready to go as well.
Excellent. So that you've got a soft opening going on right now.
Correct.
And when is what are you going to do for the grand opening?
Well, the grand opening, we're planning to do that on Monday. We're flying by the seat of our pants at this point. So we're just trying to make sure everything is in place. And then for the grand opening, we don't want to really say much, but we're just going to try to have everything a little bit more ready to go and an opportunity for some of the regulars to purchase a key fob that will allow them to get a certain number of free balls.
Yes.
Every time they make a purchase.
Oh, that's great. See, I just got to get the word out, okay? Because this is a big part of a lot of people's lives, and it's open now. The Alawai Driving Range, soft opening, pro shop. Well, the driving range is open. Pro shop is open. It's a soft opening now, and it's going to grand opening is on the 5th. That's on Monday. Of course, featuring ping clubs and accessories and junior lessons. You know, whenever I get in touch with Jeff Ferry, he's either in a playing lesson, he's still on the range. He talked to me on text when I was confirming at 3:30 in the morning. I did not expect to hear from anyone when I'm up, and he's going, yes, okay, and then he's on the way here, and then he's on, and then in the evening when I didn't get the email I expected, around 7, he was still in the middle of a playing lesson. Jeff, do you sleep?
Not much at this point, no. Working on that.
All right. So tell us about the junior lessons that you teach.
Junior classes, we're going to offer both group and individual. As usual, I'll be handling a lot of the group classes at both Nalani and Alawai. And then I've hired Reagan Lee as the head professional. He'll be doing a lot of the individual lessons, and he's usually fairly busy, which is fabulous. He also does most of the playing lessons for our group playing lessons for the Golf Academy. And then we have a new golf professional from Florida, Chris Bonner. He's going to be doing a lot of the adult classes and individual lessons as well. I'm sure Reagan will also try to do a number of group classes for the adults as well.
For adults, the Executive Women's Golf Association, of which I'm on the board, EWGA Hawaii, Reagan did a really cool clinic with us. We had about 25 women, and we allowed men to come. Very gracious of you, don't you think? And he had us, gave us all kinds of tips and lessons on the putting green, and that was before it was redone. So we're really looking forward to seeing if he can't do another one with us, because it was so so instructional. And then we went over to the restaurant. The restaurant, is it still there? There's still food?
Yes, there is a restaurant there. Now it's L&L has taken over the restaurant portion of the golf course.
Okay. So we've got Jeff Ferry at Mililani Golf Academy reopening all of the lessons for adults with Reagan Lee and Jeff Ferry, and Jeff Ferry doing junior lessons. And the number to call is 808-226-2220. At least that's the number that was on your website. Is that your one you want?
Yes. That's correct. Yeah.
Okay. 808-226-2220. Soft opening. Pro shop is open. Grand opening. Specials for, just go in. Okay. You'll see the specials. We want everybody who goes there all the time to get it first come, first serve. This is Jeff Ferry. Thanks so much, Jeff Ferry, PGA, for being on the show.
Thank you, Danielle. Have a great day.
You too. Aloha. We're going to talk about Frogger Golf. Frogger? Frogger? Yes, Frogger. Frogger Golf. Right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurestone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurestone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Okay, so the Alawai Golf Course driving range is set to reopen, the grand opening, the pro shop soft opening, the grand opening on the 5th of December. The Alawai Golf Course driving range, you'll love these hours, okay? 6:30 in the morning until midnight, except on Thursdays, 9 a.m. until midnight. So it's probably the only place that I can think of that you can actually go hit balls if you kind of have a late shift, midnight, okay? It was a great project, a $1.3 million project. It started in December of 2015 to improve the stormwater drainage at the site, which was a EPA requirement, the National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System, to help the water quality of the Olawai Canal. We all know that's a good thing. But they also did the 7-acre. Did you know it's a 7-acre driving range? It's huge, okay? 7-acre driving range fully replanted with a new irrigation system installed. The featured installation of vegetated bioswales and detention basins to capture and filter and treat the stormwater runoff. So in case you were wondering what's taken it so long, they've been working really hard to get this right, okay? This is the Olawai driving range set to open up on December 5th, soft opening pro shop. Jeff Ferry, thanks so much for being on the show. Regan Lee giving, of course, Regan Lee is giving lessons. And now, Jeremiah Bohannon, welcome to the show, Frogger Golf.
Danielle, thanks for having me.
You started your own company back in the day, and I get this great big press release telling me about all the specials, the amphibian towel that's a perfect solution for clean clubs and dry hands in all weather conditions. We could use that. We got a flash flood watch for Oahu, possible thunderstorms. Guys, if you hear thunder, that means there's lightning, and you don't want to be go in, okay? The catch latch, the Trax towel, the Brush Pro. This is you're the CEO. Everybody thinks, oh, this must be a large corporation. But Jeremiah, did you start this company yourself?
I did. Actually, I'm still the 100% owner of the company. And it is interesting to think about, maybe it does seem like a large company, but we are actually quite small as far as an operation is concerned.
So I understand that you started back in 2005. And you started with the Brush Pro design at the PGA show in Orlando in 2007. But take us back to 2005 when you started. Did you do one of those basement operations or in a room someplace and upsetting your wife, making things?
I love it. Great question. I think she thought I was crazy. I was leaving a successful commercial real estate brokerage career, and she's sort of looking at what we call SLA prototype of a golf brush. And I know when she looked at these things that she was just going, yeah, what is he thinking? And we were very young in our marriage as well at the time. So, it was born out of sort of this interesting little niche, I thought, was there. And it goes all the way back to being 10 years old and a passionate golfer and using the, typical $4 to $5 golf brush that, attaches by this little question mark spring hook. And, I'm 6'6", so I have to bend down further than most people to clean my golf brush or my clubs. But that really annoyed the heck out of me. And the bristles are fraying and it's poking me in the finger. It's snagging on my golf towel. And I'm like, you know what? Somebody's going to do a better job of putting together a better golf brush someday. And fast forward 20 years later, the same golf brush is still being sold in stores, which is no problem. That's great. It serves a great purpose. Some people use it for their cleaning off their barbecues, et cetera. I felt like, it's time to do something different. It's the right time in my life where I felt like I wanted to do something different. And, that started me on my journey of creating innovative golf accessories.
This is great. Okay. Jeremiah Bohannon is CEO. The name of his company is Frogger Golf, and you just heard he created it in his home, and I love these stories. Okay. The Brush Pro is the only golf brush with this combo brush head of nylon surrounding phosphorus bronze bristles, so it reduces injury, towel snags, it's extendable, retractable, got the locking groove cleaner, cost-effective, replaceable components. I love it. I love how you say the Brush Pro has an ergonomic comfort fit handle and comes with a retractable snap-back cord securely attaching to my golf bag. People take these things for granted, but you want it to be right there for you. You just want it to, because you got to scrub all that stuff off of there. This is great.
Yeah.
So you launched from your Brush Pro design into all these other things. What's a catch latch?
What's catch latch? Well, that's an interesting one that you ask about, because that's sort of like fast forwarding eight years later into the company, where it actually harkens back to the Brush Pro. So if you think about the first thing that I thought about was, you know, how do we have an easier time using these different pieces of equipment on our golf bag? That was my main drive, with putting a retractor on a golf brush to make it easier to use. Well, those retractors are great, and for the price point and what you're trying to do, everything in regard to margins and it's a great product. However, there's nothing worse that if you have, and we have less than a 1% defect rate on these things, but if it does break, it is about the most embarrassing thing that you could think of on a golf course. Like this spring reel pops out, it explodes, or whatever. Or the little rope tether breaks, right? And then you lost your brush altogether, and you got this mad person that says, "Hey, my retractor broke." Well, it does happen, and it was just, you know, for me and what I do, the last thing I can understand, I can envision the embarrassment. It's never happened to me. I've even used these things for 10 years. But there's got to be maybe even a better solution. And what if it could do more than just be a battery retractor? I've had a vision of having a brush filled with water, and I can't do that with a battery retractor. It will literally fall. There's a company trying to do that, but the retractors aren't strong enough, and then they would cost too much. So the catch latch system is this new, you know, self-aligning magnetic fastening technology that is what we call secure convenience. So it's a secondary company that I built that is an ingredient brand, which, you know, the vision is that it will become part of, like, sort of Bluetooth for golf, if you will. And we would love to involve all of the other larger golf bag suppliers with catch latch technology, so that what we're able to do is take whatever we want with us wherever we want, range finders, cell phones. Like, how are we going to use our GPS systems? How do we use it with the golf cart? So what Frogger's trying to do as the first company in it is to be the first to sort of create a golfer's ecosystem, if you will, with the catch latch magnetic fastening technology.
Yeah, an innovative magnetic fastening technology that allows you to quickly and securely attach and detach golf accessories to your golf bag or your belt. That's great. Has your wife forgiven you?
To be determined.
You know, I got it. You entrepreneurs, I have an affinity for you, because it takes such a huge leap of faith to come out of the box that is so comfortable, something you're familiar with. You've done it, you've got all the things in place, so the health insurance and all that stuff that goes with it. And then you just say, hey, I'm going to just go do this, and I'm going to make this vision that I have come true. And it doesn't happen overnight. So this is, we're talking to the CEO of the company right now, Jeremiah Bohannon. That means it's the buck stops with him, because it's his own company, still privately held. And now you also have the amphibian towel. You know, there comes the frog, right? Where did Frogger come from? Tell me that. You got to tell me where Frogger came from.
Well, do you remember a song by Three Dog Nights? I mean, this is dating us, but Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Yes.
Yes. Well, bullfrog sunscreen was a little too prevalent as a brand 10 years ago, in my opinion. So, but the Frogger Atari game sure sounded pretty catchy and friendly. So, and I had to do something with my namesake. So, there you go. I mean, and it just worked out. Amphibian towel, wet and dry, right? It can live both in water and without, you know, so, yeah.
It's perfect. That's how we're thinking. It's perfect. Yeah. And, you know, when we didn't connect the last time, and the last time I was, like, on your website going, oh, look, there's this really, this stand bag is only $69.95. It's probably no longer that limited time blowout's blown out, right?
We still have a few bags left. It's still available, and we ship to Hawaii. So, if anybody's looking for a new bag and they wanted a catch latch technology, this is a smoking deal. We're brand new into golf bags, so we can't say that we're professionals at, like, distribution of that yet. So yeah, we have some bags and we have new ones coming in. So it's a great opportunity to get on when the getting's good.
And this is your website is Frogger, F-R-O-G, F-R-O-G-G-E-R, froggergolf.com. Yes.
That's right.
I got it right. That's awesome. Did I, was there a burning desire that you needed to add to this conversation that I didn't give you a chance to?
No, other than the fact that you're a great host.
You're wonderful, too. Jeremiah Bohannon, thanks for being on the show.
You bet. Thank you so much, Daniel.
Aloha.
Happy all.
You too. We're going to go on a journey to, we're going to go to Florida. And then he gets to go to Bermuda and stay at the Fairmont Southampton. But we won't hold that against him. His name is Michael Patrick Shields, and he's our travel guru extraordinaire. After this, I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Strong. Quiet. Dependable. Reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter, but really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422. Or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
KPUA, Hilo, KGU, FM, Honolulu, KGUAM, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo. All right, let's get on the road and bring in Michael Patrick Shields into the clubhouse. That is, hi, Michael Patrick.
Aloha from the Colony Golf Club, the clubhouse here in Bonita Springs, Florida, which is becoming a destination all of its own. People used to say it's near Naples and it's near Fort Myers, but now they just say Bonita Springs, which is sort of right in between and about 20 minutes from the Fort Myers airport.
What are you doing at wait a second.
The Colony?
Yeah, it's the Colony Golf and Bay Club. Or is it the Colony Golf and Country Club? Are they the same?
Yeah, it's the same. The Bay Club is the facility for dining, and the golf club is where I am right now, where Jerry Pate was here yesterday to reopen the golf course after he came in and did some redesign work and originally designed it in 2000. But when I talked with him, he reminded me of something that you've heard lots of times, too, and that golf courses are living things, and they need maintenance, and they need restoration, and just like your landscaping does, or just like when you build a house, if you don't constantly tweak it, if you want it to be exceptional, it won't happen. So he came in here and redid the greens and put in that paspalum. It's actually a new version of paspalum grass called platinum, and that's a grass that can withstand being watered with seawater.
Well,
and
yes.
This is something that came on the scene about 15 years or so ago, is very eco-friendly and affordable and nice to play on too. So he was here And he's an interesting cat. You remember Jerry Pate, eh?
Yes, you know, Jerry Pate, his rookie season, he won the U.S. Open. But I think the most telling thing about his personality is after he won at TPC Sawgrass, he threw Pete Dye and Dean Beeman into the lake next to the 18th.
He sure did. And I asked him about that, because I've always been curious about it, because here's a guy, as you point out, I mean, he was rookie of the year. He won on the Walker Cup. He won on the Ryder Cup. And everything everybody ever talks about is him throwing those guys in the pond. But when you think about somebody who was a tough player, man, he won a U.S. Amateur in 74. Then he was low amateur at the U.S. Open in 75. And in 76, he went and won the U.S. Open. And by the way, for good measure, the Canadian Open that summer, too. But winning those tournaments, being a low amateur and winning the U.S. Open at
amazing.
That time was...
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
You've got to be a tough son of a gun to do that. And unfortunately, he never won again after age 28, which seems crazy to us these days because, you know, at 28, some of these guys are just getting started anymore.
Yeah.
But there he was, and he won that. That was the first year they had the Players' Championship at TPC Sawgrass. And he said that, he was polite because he's a polite guy, and he said, the players were uncomfortable that week, is the way he put it, because they'd never seen a course like that in their life. Mm-hmm. It was severe, and I think everybody remembers, and he reminded me that Jack Nicklaus said, it's a great course if you don't mind trying to stop a 6-iron on the hood of a Volkswagen and make it stop.
I think I remember that quote.
Yeah, and what I didn't know is that Jerry Pate had played in some sort of world amateur championship at Teeth of the Dog in Casa de Campo in the Dominican Republic.
You've been there.
Yeah. Oh, a good memory. And Pete Dye designed it. And so at the time when Jerry was younger, he got to know Mr. Dye, and he told him he was interested in design. So he followed him around at some design projects. And so when he finally got to Sawgrass, which was designed by Pete Dye, he knew him, so he was familiar with him. So he birdied the 12th hole. And he said while he was on the final round, he's walking to the 13th tee, and there's Alice Dye, who also helped Pete design that golf course. And he said at that point, you better warn Pete that when the round's over, I'm going to throw him in the pond. And she said to him, you better win this tournament before.
Uh-oh. We've just lost him right at the crux point. We don't know why. Michael, you're coming back. Stand by. Michael Patrick, we lost you when she said, you better win this tournament. And then it went silent.
Yeah.
What? Repeat that. Yeah.
She said, you better warn Pete, your husband, I'm going to throw him in the pond. And she said, you better just win this tournament before you talk like that. And he said, don't you worry about it. You just warn Pete, I'm going to be there. I'm going to throw him in.
Wow.
And he did, and he said that Dean Beeman, who was the PGA Tour commissioner, and that course is at PGA Tour headquarters, was an innocent bystander.
Oh, sure.
And then I asked the question, you know, were there alligators? And he said, what do you think? In Florida, the place is covered with alligators. Yeah.
That's no wonder you thought he was a fun guy.
Yeah, he is.
He went on, by the way, to win on the Champions Tour. In fact, he won the Turtle Bay Championship at Turtle Bay.
Yeah.
Right after
to speak locally.
Yes. So that was fun. I wish we had the Turtle Bay Championship some more. We're talking with Michael Patrick Shields. TravelTattler.com is where you can read all of his excellent evaluations of the locations, or sometimes he won't even, you know, delve into the beautiful promenade takes you off to the blah 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 blah. He'll just take a feature like this. You can do this here, and he'll do it all about whatever it is, like whether it's going in the caverns when he was in Mexico in the inner tube, and you go under. I don't think you did that though, did you? That
yeah.
That was.
Well,
I'd like to do that.
That's where they had They had the bug eating there, if you remember.
Yeah, yeah, I remember the bug eating. Yeah. I even featured that on my show Spotlight, the bug eating with Michael Patrick Shields. It was a standalone piece because I thought it was so fascinating. Mayakoba Classic was happening at that time. But see, now we got to go to, this is a big deal, okay? We're going to the Fairmont Southampton in Bermuda. It's the home of the 35th America's Cup. And the Race to Bermuda package for that event, which is in May of June of 2017, which is, oh my goodness, 6 months, 5 months away? Is that possible? So you can go online and you can get a great package at the Fairmont Southampton. Why are you going to Bermuda, huh?
Well, just to be clear, I'm going to go by air instead of by sail, I could go by sail.
Now, the race...
I could get on right here in Fort Myers, right here at Bonita Springs, and get in a boat, go through the Bermuda Triangle, and go right there to the Fairmont. But I think I'll go by air.
No, you're going to go by air. But, you know, the America's Cup is going to be raced around Bermuda.
Yeah.
So the 35th America's Cup. And the race to Bermuda is for people who want to go watch the whole thing. Yeah. So I just, but you're going to fly over and it's a gorgeous, it's a gorgeous location.
You know what? The sailing has become like flying. If you watch competitive sailing these days, those trimaran Hobie Cat things they fly on don't even touch the water sometimes. So it's not the monohulls anymore like you used to see with Dennis Conner. It's boats that sometimes are literally like flying kites.
Yes.
So it's going to be really beautiful there. No question about that. And
when are you going to be there?
I'm flying there tomorrow, right from here. So it's a tough duty, but someone had to come to Bonita Springs, hang around with Jerry Pate, and then go up there to Bermuda and check that out.
You're a wild and crazy guy. We're going to bring Craig Sasada in because we're going to talk Tiger and all of this.
He's a nice man. I've met him. He was nice enough to have me to his resort there, and I had a really nice time. And the tough thing about his place is it's so beautiful, it's tough to focus on golf because you just want to look at the ocean and enjoy it all. And that's what they're doing here at Alterra. They're building high-rises again, which means the economy is back in swing, and they're excited about that, and I'm excited to be with you today.
That's fantastic. Michael Patrick Shields, thank you so much for telling us. I mean, I always have a giggle when you're on the show.
Mahalo.
Mahalo. Aloha. We're going to bring, Craig Sasada. I thought he was there. Craig, are you there? Oh, we'll take a real quick break, and then we'll come back right after this because we've got so much to talk about. Tiger Woods and Poipu Bay and the awesome sail. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futuristone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint, it's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futuristone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Craig Sasada, Director of Golf, Poipu Bay Golf Course. Welcome in the clubhouse.
Thank
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Did you hear what Michael Patrick Shields said?
Yeah, I got bits of it. Yes, I did.
Yes. Well, he said that, you know, when you go to a Poipu Bay golf course, you just want to look at the ocean. So it's kind of difficult to play golf because you get, and you know, you get into the ocean. And I thought to myself, well, there's Ocean 11 and there's Ocean 9. That's what Poipu Bay has done, right? You can go in the morning between 7 and 8. You practice, get warmed up on the range, and then you get taken out by the cart. Then you're on the ocean already, and it's very comfortable. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's just one of the options, you know. As you know, golf now is such a time thing with a lot of people, so we just try to come up with different things where it doesn't take your whole day, and it's early enough in the morning where you can still do a lot of things after you finish.
Exactly. So you play 11 holes, tee times from 7 to 8, and you play 8 to 18. It's green fee, cart fee, GPS, bottled water, all part of it. It's only $115 per person. That's awesome. And then there's special rates if you need clubs, too. So it's at Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai South Shore Gem on the south side of Kauai. Are you excited about Tiger Woods, Craig?
Yeah, I mean, I was happy to see him really come back and play a good round yesterday. And this morning, he's starting off fantastic. So it's great to see.
I know. And I had visions of Craig Sasada. I know Craig is watching television right now, and I don't get to see. I just get snippets on Twitter. He came to within an eagle and just closed, and birdied that one, right? Just that's wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, he started off, you know, birdie, so, whoa. You know, it kind of seems like the old Tiger.
Okay, everybody's going, well, that's an easy course, but it's windy today, right?
Yeah, I mean, the conditions are a little different, but, you know, just to see Tiger playing well, you know, his swing and, you know, how he changed a little bit from when he wasn't playing so good, so I think he's adjusted to his back, so, which is pretty good. He's probably finally accepted what he can and cannot do, and it's helped him out in his scoring.
Isn't that great? I mean,
I think it's fantastic.
It is fantastic. And on Facebook, I asked the question, you know, so what do you think about Tiger Woods coming back? And the overwhelming predominant, I mean, 55 were just thrilled. I got a whole bunch of likes with no comments, but in the comments, it was 55, absolutely thrilled. Like 11 were yawn, and 14 or 15 were like, oh, what's he doing? We don't need him. And it's so weird. I was talking to Bob Herrig, ESPN, and he said, I don't understand people who think that, you know, Tiger Woods isn't good for the game. All the things he's done. And it, you know, get over his personal life. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the athlete. And he and his ex-wife are great friends. They're raising great children. And, you know, seeing a guy come back after 3 back surgeries, not think he was going to be able to play ever again because he couldn't get out of bed by himself.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I mean, you know, he's done. I mean, obviously, we're not in personal contact with Tiger, but you know, just from reading about what he's been doing, you know, he's more likable on tour now. So he's changed his personality a little bit to try to, you know, be a more accessible person, which is great for the game also. So, you know, it's like his second stage that he's going through now. And it's I think people are going to be more accepting of him. And if he does play well again, he could cause a big surge once again. So,
yes, and the equipment industry has kind of made itself a little bit more sturdy. It's kind of, readjusted to getting a little bit nutsy with sending out so many different clubs so quickly and just too much. And I don't think the consumer could afford, maybe the, you know, PXG guys, the Parsons Golf and, you know, people who can afford $5,000 one club, you know? They don't think about this stuff, but regular golfers, people who actually have children and a budget. So he is good for the game. I think it's interesting how he's trying out all these new different clubs. And I wanted to ask you, Craig Sasada, PGA, Director of Golf, Poipu Bay. hear Tiger's talking about the feel of an adjustable driver, something he's never used before, and how it's great, but it's so newfangled. You know, he sounds like he's like 60. But he's always had a glued-in driver. So have you gone to an adjustable driver?
Well, I think everybody has. It's pretty much what the market is. But, you know, for Tiger, with the head always, you know, he's probably always played with a head that's fixed.
Yes.
You know, so it's probably, you know, as a person as great as him in the game, they can notice these fine little things out there. So, you know, that extra half ounce here and there, they can feel it in their swing. And, you know, I think Tiger, you know, it'll get time to get used to that for him. But, you know, I don't think it'd be a problem for him once he finds out how great it is, actually.
Exactly. It's figuring out, you when you have one of those adjustable, you try this and that doesn't work quite right. You tweak it there, then it starts working a little bit better. And then you find the spot. You find what's working. Some people get it down so that they can adjust it to the weather conditions.
Yeah, man, that's probably true.
Not me. I was going through I got something in the mail the other day, just day before. National Geographic Traveler confirmed what golfers who love the Garden Island have known. Kauai is a special place with unique qualities, and Poipu Bay Golf Course is on the selection process. National Geographic Traveler's worldwide network of editors, writers, and explorers they've chosen Poipu Bay as one of the destinations, the best of the world destination.
We're quite proud of that. We thank them for that honor, yeah, for sure.
Isn't that awesome? It's just, I mean, it's. I don't want to say it's expected because it is so beautiful at Poipu Bay and many of the other locations on Kauai. It's just
cool. What makes that good, that kind of honor, is that it comes from a lot of the consumers themselves, the readers, the everyday person that comes to Kauai, and they vote in on this. So that makes it even more special.
I didn't know that. That does make it more special. It's not somebody who, yeah, that's amazing. People who just travel over and submit their vote. That's great. That's great. There's a great special coming up at Poipu Bay for holiday shopping. We're going to take our final break and come back, talk some more with Craig Sasada, Director of Golf at Poipu Bay Golf Course, right after this. 50% off all women's and men's apparel. 50% off. Right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
What do the Symphony Tower, One Ala Moana, Waiea Building, JN's Lamborghini Showroom, and Park Place at Ala Moana all have in common? They used Rainer Hawaii overhead doors for their door and gate needs. Rainer, Hawaii's premier overhead door company. Provide lasting security and safety for your business by working with Rainer Hawaii overhead doors and gates. Great service, fair prices. Whether you need 80 doors or only a small repair, call Rainer Hawaii 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer Hawaii.
Poipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played.
Call 808-742-8711. Your tea time is waiting.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
We're talking with Craig Sasada, director of golf at Poipu Bay. He and I are both thrilled at how well Tiger Woods is doing, but my expectations aren't unreasonable because he hasn't been playing in a year and a half. It's his first competitive round, and yeah, I know he played by himself the last time, but that's not easy. It wasn't like a practice round. It's still the score counted. So, and the wind was down, and he shot a 65 after a 73. Today, Craig Sasada is watching. I'm not. I'm focused. Focus, focus, focus. But you are celebrating, Craig, the 25th anniversary at Poipu Bay Golf Course. 25 years.
Yes, it is. Yeah. We opened in 1991, April, and right now we had some specials for our visitors. And we also want to thank the residents here by offering a 25th anniversary special that we're doing right now until the 25th of December. There are 5 days during the week that we offer a $25 green fee during certain times.
What?
To anyone who is has a valid Hawaii's driver's license, just to say thank you for all their, you know, for playing here at Poipu Bay.
Did you say $25?
Yes, it's every day except Wednesday and Sunday between 11 and 12:50 p.m. Just call in for tea time 7 days in advance, and we'll be happy to make the time for them.
Did you hear that? You can play Poipu Bay for $25. Yes, it's on special days and special time, but for $25, that's an awesome thank you. I thought it was 25% off. I got the memo all wrong. Maybe it was too good for me to believe it. I had to wait to hear you say it.
Yeah, so it's 5 days a week, yeah.
Okay, so 1991, Poipu Bay Golf Course opened. Was it 1996 that Tiger Woods first went there?
Yes, that was his first, actually his first year was 97, was it?
97, his first
victory.
When
he won his first major, yeah, it's the Masters.
Yes.
So, right, so I think 97 was the first year he was here. And he's been here 8 years, you know, in total.
And he loved coming to Poipu Bay. The Grand Slam of Golf, a PGA of America event that's not held anymore, but it was held for over 10 years at Poipu Bay. And Tiger Woods loved coming to play at Poipu Bay. That was one of the real highlights of the year when Tiger would come out. That was awesome. And I remember when it was, you know, are you going to go? And if anybody said, well, Tiger Woods is coming, Tiger, you don't know Tiger Woods? You know, like you were some kind of lame person for not knowing. I felt bad for people who didn't know who Tiger Woods was, but everybody knows now. And there's also a great special over at the Pro Shop that you need to know about. This is the annual holiday sale. And it's 50% off.
It's actually up to 50% off.
Oh.
We have some items that are marked up to 50% off, and the bulk of the sale on our newly, you know, our new items that we just received are up to it's 35% off. So
excellent.
Yeah, so it's anywhere between 35% to 50% off on all men's and ladies' apparel. That officially starts tomorrow. However, if you mention that you heard it on your show today and you come in today, it will accept that discount today.
Thank you so much. So if you go in today and you say, hey, I heard about this on the Golf Club radio show. I heard Danielle talking with Craig Sasada, the director of golf, you know, so his name carries a lot of weight. I get between 35 and 50% off whatever the markdown is for shirts and tops and shorts and jackets and dresses and T-shirts. And even some golf bags and shoes will be 20% off, right?
That's true. Correct, correct.
So this actually starts tomorrow, the 4th, and goes through the 11th. So if you can't get there today, you still will have an awesome opportunity because it still will be 35% to 50% off. But today you could go in if you happen to be nearby and you could say, hey, I heard about this. I want to shop now and take care of these things because I'm close by. And you can do that. Just say you heard it on the golf club. And that's great. What a nice thing. That's shirts and tops, shorts, jackets, dresses, T-shirts. It's nice that you're carrying golf dresses.
Yeah, we have dresses from Tommy Bahama. The bulk of them are from Tommy Bahama, and we have a couple from Tail. So, I mean, it's something different. I think it's something different to look at anyway.
Well, they're beautiful, and women can wear them. You know, you can go play golf, and then you can go to lunch, and you don't feel like you still look like you're, you know, on the golf course. Not that that's a bad thing, but, you know, ladies like to change it up, put a scarf on, and all of a sudden they're, you know, put shoes on, and then you're all of a sudden dressed. So are you going to be hunkered down around the rest of the television in the office for a little while longer?
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, Tiger's got it to 4 under for the day, so he's 10 under now. So
I can't wait to get, you know, back. I shouldn't say that. It's almost, my goodness, time flies and we're having fun. Is there, we have a few more minutes. Is there something I should have mentioned that I didn't bring up for you, Craig?
No, I think, you know, just to let, you know, let the audience know that if they're in town, any of the visitors, we have, you know, a lot of what we call our breakaway specials, you know, that you can play. It doesn't take much time, doesn't take your whole day. So, you know, come in and inquire. You know, it's called our breakaway package. It's our practice and play, our 7-hole stretch, our Ocean 11, and our 9-hole special. So there's a lot of time to play golf and do other things, too.
Fantastic, because I was going to ask you, you know, I heard about the Ocean 11, so I was wondering if the Ocean 9 was still happening and the 7 stretch and the practice. The practice is awesome, guys. After work or, you know, you're before dinner, you're visiting and you want to just go hit a bucket of balls, just kind of unwind, you can go for $35, you can go on the practice facility and hit balls, and then after that, you can play 3 holes. And it happens to be a 3, 4, and a 5. Not in that order, but you get a little bit of everything. It's all at Poipu Bay Golf Course. Craig, they started the music. They're telling us it's time for us to wrap it up. All right.
It's like the Academy Award.
Yes. And for you, sir, the Nat Geo Award. That's thank you very much for being on the show.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Aloha. I want to thank the people who make this show possible. Of course, Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted the PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. Tee it forward, just enjoy the view, play 3, 9, 7, 11, or all 18. And special times of day, you know, give them a call, because for $25 for their 25th anniversary, you can play Poipu Bay. Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Professional, 2-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year. Yeah, he's featured on Golf Channel. He's the lead coach, Golf Channel Academy. You need a lesson, you can get in touch with Claude Brousseau. Claude4, Claude4BestGolf@gmail.com. Futuristone. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your building, your company, your project into artwork. Futuristone, only the best. And their pavers, they have a mesh to help keep the pollutants from going from the parking lot paving system down into the water. So if you're close to something, an aquifer, this is perfect. It's Futuristone. Creative Plumbing. Oh, you know, if you're a big building, a little tiny one, a big shopping center, a small strip mall, a store, a custom home, a townhouse, it doesn't matter. If you're old, if you're relatively new, let's hope not, because you don't want to have problems with your pipes already. But if you are, you call Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. Creative Plumbing. The Tournament of Champions on the Plantation Course at Kapalua. Winners only event. It's coming up January 4th through the 8th at Kapalua. Do you know how much money they've raised, the Tournament of Champions, since they've been doing it? Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars for charities. It's where the champions come to play. And you can find out more at pgatour.com/tournaments. Rainer Doors. the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business. It's Rainer Doors. And the Sony Open in Hawaii, first full field event on the PGA Tour of the new year at the Wailea Country Club. It's January 9th to the 15th, 2017. SonyOpenInHawaii.com is the location. All the money raised for charity is doubled by the Hawaii, the Harry and Jeanette Weinberg Foundation. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2016.